The husband is a diabetic now as well, and he's got very high blood pressure. He's had the blood pressure before he developed the diabetes.
Have you been able to give him much advice from your experience of being a diabetic?
Well, I could, but he don't take it. He's a man. He doesn't take it. He would take it from the doctor, and then he would say, "Look, but it's funny. His diabetes. He eats anything, and his sugar stay low. His sugar drop very quickly. Mine goes up. His come down. So think it's two type, isn't it? Mine is diabetes mellitus, something like that. I don't know what his is. But he's on tablet as well.
What advice would you give to somebody who was newly diagnosed at the age you were diagnosed in your 40s?
Well, the advice is just to follow the instruction of what they said and just watch your body. If you know your body in any illness you have and you know your body, I think you would overcome it. But you must know your body. You know what your body can take. You know how much you can put in it and how much you can take out of it. Because when I come in and if I had a hard day at work and I come in and I'm tired, I'm not doing anything. I'm sorry, I'm not doing anything. I'll sit down and I'll have my rest. And when I feel better, I'll get up and do something, but I'm not coming in and rush myself around. Oh, because I have to do this and I am not doing it. My body only can take so much.
How would your life have been different if you hadn't had diabetes?
I don't know, I probably would have put my mouth on a bit more eating. I probably would eat more. But I think that's really the only thing because I haven't let it hold me back. It hasn't held me back, neither the diabetes nor the cancer. I worked. I don't stay at home because oh I'm a diabetic, oh I've had cancer and I can't go to work. I work in the morning, I take my cancer treatment the afternoon, I go back to work the next morning.
How did your family and friends react when you were first diagnosed with diabetes?
Oh, the family, the children are very supportive. Very supportive. Keep out the kitchen. You can only have this. Oh, could I have something to eat? And they bring me the smallest portion. You heard? You're on a diet. You can't have no more. They're very supportive. And I think that's what had make me lose the amount of weight that I've lost, But they said if you have a big baby, you became a diabetic after, don't they? So I don't know how true that is. But the last child, he was 11 stone, 9 ounces, 11 pounds, sorry, 9 ounces. And it's after him that I developed the diabetes.
How soon after?
About Let me see, when I went to the West Indies, he was born in 79, and I went to the West Indies in 83. So it's about what, 4 years after.